So for the final sugya of the June Zman series of Shiurim, I decided to talk about the last part of the Mishnah Daf Chav Tes. Mishnah Daf Chav Tes, Amar Aleph says, V'chol mitzvah saseh she'azman grama anashim chayame v'anashim pturos. V'chol mitzvah saseh she'lo azman grama echad anashim v'echad anashim chayavim. V'chol mitzvah lo saseh ben she'azman grama ben she'lo azman grama echad anashim v'echad anashim chayavim chutz mi'bal takef v'bal tashkes v'bal itami l'meis. Three categories of mitzvahs regarding women. Right? When it comes to mitzvah saseh, so then we split. By mitzvah saseh she'azman grama anashim pturos. Mitzvahs asay shalo azman gram anashim achayavos, and mitzvahs lo asay, except for the three exceptions, they're also chayavos. Okay, that's the principle in the Mishnah Daf Chav Tes. But comes the Gemara on Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, on Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, going on to Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph, and gives us a list of different mitzvahs that azman grama, that are not azman grama. Kol mitzvah asay shazman grama, toner abonan, ezoi mitzvah asay shazman grama, sukkah velulov shofar v'tzitzis utfilin. Five examples. Mitzvah saseh shelo azman grama, mezuzah maka aveda v'shiluach haken. Four examples. Okay, the Gemara lists off different examples of mitzvahs that are azman grama, mitzvahs that are not azman grama. It's quite interesting. It's not just a principle, but the Gemara actually gives us a list. So the question is this an all-inclusive list? Are there other things that the Mishnah, that the Gemara left out, that the Braisa left out? So that's the Ramban. The Ramban is an interesting comment, somewhat famous, because he counts a number of different mitzvahs in the list. That's what made it famous. The heavy Odeya says the Ramban, the Haitana Kitani Ezoi Mitzvah Seish Azman Grama Gion Sukkah, the Ezoi Mitzvah Seish Azman Grama Gion Mezuzah, Tana Vashir, the Mitzvah Seish Azman Grama Shir Tfilin, the Chsiv, the Hedy, the Pturos. Regarding Mitzvah Seish Azman Grama, he was Mishayat Tfilin. Now it's interesting, Ramban's Girsa in the Gemara didn't have Tfilin. Our Girsa has Tfilin, so he wasn't Mishayat there, but okay. Ubamitzah say she'ain azman grama, says the Ramban, shir tuva. Right? In the other category of mitzah say she'lo azman grama, there are many things missing. Mora, the kavod, you can't leave that out. We spend so much time in those in yonim, right? Kibud avayim, and mora. Bikurim chala ki se'adam reishis ages matonas sviasa omer priko ti'ina pidyon petach hamor. A lot of mitzvahs here that are left out. So the Ramban says that if he were to have said Elu, if the Brice had said Elu mitzvah seish azman grama, Elu mitzvah seish lo azman grama, so then we'd think that the minyan is bedafka. It's a specific count and it's limited to these elements. But he didn't say that. He said Ezohi. Ezohi apparently is not a limited lashon. So Zok the Ramban, Tana v'shir, Yitaka left out some things, but that's not a problem. He left out a few mitzvahs in each category. So some point out, it's interesting, Ramban, one of the mitzvahs that Ramban counts as a mitzvah says, Shalom Zman Grama, is Sfiras HaOmer. Is Sfiras HaOmer Ein Zman Grama, or is it Zman Grama? So from the Ramban, you get the impression that Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah says, Shalom Zman Grama. Rabbi Shachter, in his Sefer Nefesh HaRav, he quotes from the Rav, that the Rav wasn't convinced. He felt that maybe in the Nusach of the Ramban, it said Samach Ayin, and the printer made a mistake. It really meant Seder Avoda. Not Sfiras HaOmer, but Seder Avoda, meaning the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. I'm not sure why that would be any better. I mean, that is not Zman Grama, that is true. But is it only by Yom and not by Laila? I'm not sure, but that's what he wanted to say. Maybe it's Taka, it's Lav Bedafka Naka. Why was the Rav so perplexed by the fact that the Ramban seemed to say that Sfiras HaOmer is a mistranslation of Zman Grama? Because the Rambam clearly disagrees. The Rambam writes that it is Zman Grama. And other Rishonim seem to say that it is Zman Grama. They're Nashim Apturus. So if Nashim Apturus, it can't be low as Zman Grama, it has to be Zman Grama. Where's the Rambam? The Rambam in Hilchos Tmidim and Musafim. That's where he has the halachas of Sfiras HaOmer. In Tmidim and Musafim, Perek Zayin, halacha chavdala, the Rambam writes, Mitzvah zu akolishmi Yisrael, v'chol makam v'chol zman, v'nashim v'avadim pturim mimen. It's a mitzvah, the chomakam of chosman, and noshim, and avodim, a potter. So clearly the Rambam says, Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah, says she has my grandma, that's why noshim of turas. I mean, so sounds like, based on our girsa, not the Rav's girsa, but our girsa and the Ramban, it sounds like it's a macholkes, the Ramban and the Rambam, whether Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah, says she has my grandma, or not. Now, the Chor of the Rambam sounds right. It's not Zman Grama. When do we start counting Sfirah? We start counting Sfirah on Tezayin B'Nisan. We don't do this every day, night and day. We do it, you know, only 50 days, only 49 days a year. So it sounds like Zman Grama to me. It's a little mudna that the Ramban says that Sfirah Sa'omer is not Zman Grama. That's what troubled the Rav so much, so he felt that the gears has to be changed. But Taka, what is Pshat in the Ramban? Why should Sfirah Sa'omer not be a mitzvah say Shah Zman Grama? So some want to explain based on a Turei Evan. Famous vart in the Turei Evan. The halacha is that Noshim Apturas from the mitzvah of Bikurim. Now we know Bikurim involves two elements, that you have to bring your first fruits of the Shiva Saminim up to the Beis HaMikdash, and you read the Parsha of Bikurim from Parsha's Kisava. So the halacha is that women Apturas from the Parsha of Bikurim. Why? Because part of Mikra Bikurim is you say, Hinei Avesias Reishis Pri Ha'adama Shenasatali Hashem. I'm bringing the first fruits that you gave me. You gave me the karka, and now you gave me the fruits. Since women don't have a chelik in the karka of Eretz Yisrael, they can't say Asher Nasatali. So then Ismatu, they're excluded from the mitzvah of Bikurim. So Frekta Turi Evan, Megillah, at the end of the second parak, why do you need the posuk Asher Nasatali to exclude women? Typically, that it's a mitzvah say Asher Zman Grama. Zman Grama, why is it Zman Grama? Because the Mishnah Bikurim says that you bring Bikurim and you read the Parsha from Atzeres, right? Shavuos is called Chag HaBikurim because it's the first time that you can bring Bikurim. You bring it from Atzeres until Sukkot. Then after Sukkot, you still bring the Bikurim, but you don't read the Parsha Bikurim. And after Hanukkah, you don't even bring Bikurim. So it sounds like Zman Grama to me. There are two halachas. There's Mikra Bikurim and there's Havas Bikurim. And they're dependent on time. Right? Both mitzvahs are dependent on time. So why do I need the Pasuk Hashana Satali to exclude women from the mitzvah Bikurim? Typically, that it's Zman Grama. So if it's Zman Grama, of course, Nashim are going to be part of it. But comes the Turi Evan and sets forth a fundamental yisod. He says, when do we say that a mitzvah say is called Zman Grama? That's only when the mitzvah is nigram by the Zman itself. His Lashon is, Elamayis lach lamemad lamikri mitzvah say she's Zman Grama, elamitzvah she'en anoy b'chol Zman mitzad atzmo. Mitzad atzmo, mitzad hazman, I should say, mitzad hazman atzmo. Kemitzvah sheyesh yomim miuchadim lemitzvasam. Certain mitzvahs are limited to certain times. You take a lulav only during Sukkot. You eat matzah only on the night of the Seder, or maybe throughout the Yantav of Pesach. Right? You read the Rabbanan's Megillah. Okay, that's a mitzvah the Rabbanan. But there are mitzvahs that are only shy at the certain times of the year. And he says there are some mitzvahs that are only shy by day and not by night. Right? According to those shittas, that tefillin is only by yom, and tzitzis is only by yom. So those are Zman Grama as well, because they're limited in time. But says the Turi Evan, the fact that Bikurim is limited, the fact that you don't bring Bikurim after Hanukkah, that's because the fruits are no longer in the field. Right? You can only bring the Bikurim, it's a Zman Havar, if the fruits are still in the field. But there are no fruits in the field after Hanukkah. They're all eaten up. So the reason why it's Zman Grama, it's dependent on time, is because there's a Dover Acher Shagorim Lo. That's his Lashon. That there's some external circumstance or external factor that determines that it's Zman Grama. It's not really Zman Grama. It's not that the Zman Mitzar Atzmo is Goring. It's that there's some indirect causation that's related to time, but it's not directly caused by time. That's not Zman Grama. He says, similarly, the fact that you bring Bikurim only from Shavuos until the fact that you read the parasha Bikurim only from Shavuos until Sukkot, then after Sukkot you bring Bikurim but you don't read the parasha anymore. That's because it's not a Zman Simcha. The parasha says it's a Samacha B'Cholatov. So you have to bring Bikurim during a Zman Simcha. Zman Simcha Seinu. Sukkot is a Zman Simcha Seinu. Chag HaOsef, we're gathering in the fruits. So you can't read Mikra Bikurim after Sukkot because it's not a Zman Simcha. Nochamo. Right, it's not that the Zman Mitzan Atzmo is gone that you can't read the Parashah Bikurim after Sukkot. It's that there's some indirect causation that it's not a Zman of Simcha. So therefore, it's not a Zman that's right for Mikra Bikurim. So Sokta Turei Evan, when do I say a mitzvah is Zman Grama? It's called a mitzvah say Shah Zman Grama. That's only if the Zman Mitzan Atzmo is going directly, that the mitzvah can only be done at a certain time, certain days of the year on the calendar. It can only be done by day and not at night. That's called Zman Grama. But something that is indirectly related to time, like Bikurim, as we mentioned, that's not Zman Grama. It's related to time, but it's indirectly related to time. So that's not called Zman Grama, and Noshim Noshim would be chayiv in that mitzvah. So that's why you need the special pasuk Hashem asat ali to exclude women from bikurim, because mitzad zman groma they wouldn't be excluded because it's not zman groma, since it's only indirectly related to tov. So I want to suggest that that's pshat in the Ramban here too. Why is Sfira Sa'omer according to the Ramban mitzvah say shelo zman groma? That's because even though we start Sfira Sa'omer on Tezayin Benisan, but it's linked to the carbon. It's really fundamentally linked to the carbon. In fact, that's why the Balei Tosfos claim that Sfira Sa'omer nowadays is only the Rabbanim. Because since we don't have a carbon ha'omer, then Sfira Sa'omer can't be deraisa. In that Torah, it has to be linked to the carbon. So if you don't have a carbon, then it's got to be lowered to a different level. It's only a Rabbanim. So perhaps that's what the Ramban felt, right? The Ramban is working with the Balei Tosfos, that Sfira Sa'omer is linked to the carbon. That's why Bizman Hazeh, it's only the Rabbanim. By the same token, it's not Zman Groma, because even though the carbon itself is linked to time, but since the mitzvah of Sfira is linked indirectly to time, that's not called Zman Groma. And the Rambam argues, the Rambam says that Sfira Sa'omer is not linked to the carbon. It's really linked fundamentally to the Zman, to Tezayin Benisan. And that's why the Rambam says that Sfira Sa'omer Bizman Hazeh is still Daraisa, even though we don't have the carbon. The carbon is just a simen ladavar. The pasuk mentions the carbon, but that's just a similar dover of when Tezayin Benisan occurs. That's the time that you bring the carbon. But fundamentally, the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'omer, according to the Rambam, is linked to the Zman. So that's why it can be Daraisa Bizman Hazeh. By the same token, the Rambam says that it's Zman Grama, because it's linked directly to the Zman, and that's why Noshim are going to be Pturos. Okay, this could be Pshat in the Rambam and the Rambam. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, in his Sefer Mikore Kodesh in Pesach, Chelek Beis, he quotes this vort. And he says the problem with it is that Rov Rishon and Paskin that Sfira Sa'omer is a mitzvah say Shazman Grama. The Noshim Apturis. And yet Rov Rishon and hold that Sfira Sa'omer nowadays is only the Rabbanim. So it doesn't link up. Right? We basically said that maybe both the Rambam and the Ramban subscribe to the Yesod of the Turi Eben. They both say that a mitzvah that's only indirectly linked to Zman is not called Zman Grama. Shaila is Sfira Sa'omer linked directly to the Zman, or is it only indirectly linked to the Zman because it's really fundamentally connected to the carbon? Comes to Sfira Zafrank and he says, but it doesn't shtim. Because Rov Rishon and Paskin Sfira Sa'omer is a mitzvah say Shazman Grama, Noshim Apturos, and yet they hold that Sfira Sa'omer nowadays is only Drabonin, which implies that it's really linked to the carbon. But if it's linked to the carbon, then it's only indirectly linked to the Zman, then it shouldn't be Zman Grama, Noshim should be Chayavos, based on the logic that we developed. So what's the answer? So perhaps the answer is maybe lahalacha, the svar of the Turi Eben is not accepted. And that's what the Turi Eben says, but who says that we paskin like his svar? Maybe Taka, you can split. Right? Who says that he's right? Who says he's right? Maybe even a mitzvah that's linked indirectly to Zman can still be called Zman Grama. We talk of a raya from our sugya. There's a whole discussion in the Rishonim, what does it mean that tzitzis is called Zman Grama? Alright, there's a. The Gemara Menachos quotes Machlokes Tanoim where the Laila is Mantzitzis, Laila is Lazman Tzitzis. The Pasuk says Risim also. So some say that Tzitzis is a function of the Zman Re'iyah, so Laila is Lazman Tzitzis. What does it mean, Laila is Lazman Tzitzis? So if you were to ask me, I'd say it means that if you have a four-corner garment, you're Chayiv in Tzitzis, but Laila, you're not Chayiv in Tzitzis. And that's Poshe Pshat, right? Just like Tefillin. If you hold that Laila is Lazman Tefillin, it means you don't put on Tefillin at night. So we talk the paskin, min haTorah Laila is man tefillin, but mid Rabbanan we're afraid that Shem yafiach bahem, he'll fall asleep in them, so therefore we don't put on tefillin at night. But technically speaking, min haTorah tefillin is a, Laila is a zman of tefillin. But tzitzis, we paskin that Laila's loves man tzitzis. Okay, what does that mean? So comes the Rabbi Milch of tzitzis, and he basically says that Laila loves man tzitzis means kipshuto, exactly what you thought. That if you have a beged with dalit kanfis, you chayev in tzitzis bayom, but you're not chayev Balayla. Any beged of Dalit Kanfis is Chayav Bayom, even pajamas. You have a pair of pajamas that has Dalit Kanfis. Not all pajamas have Dalit Kanfis, but if you have four corners on the garment, four corners on the pajamas, then the Chayav in Tzitzis, even if you wear them by day, says the Rambam. And if you wear a beged of Dalit Kanfis at night, it's part of Tzitzis, even if it's a Ksus Yom, you normally wear it by day. It's a shirt or something like that. If it has Dalit Kanfis, again, it has to have Dalit Kanfis. But if it has Dalit Kanfis, you wear it at night. Even if it has Dalit Kanfis, says the Rami Apata. That's the Rama. He understands Laila loves Matzitzis Kipshuta. Come Tosfis over here. Tosfis and the Rosh. And then they disagree. Tosfis here on Lamadela and off. The Maskel would fill in. Tosfis says, Ulamanda Omar. Afilu Manda Omar. The Tzitzis Chovas Gavra Hukosha. The last part of Tosfis. The Kmodexus Yom. Kmodexus Laila Pturik Shulov Shavayom. Machanamexus Yom Chayavis Kishalovish Balaila. Okay, I mean be Rishalmi because Yom Shalav Shabalaila Chayevis Bitzitzin. Tosus quotes Yerushalmi that Laila Lazman says it doesn't mean when you're wearing the beged. It means what kind of beged is it? Is it a ksus yom or is it a ksus laila? If it's a ksus yom, then it's chayiv bein bayom bein balaila. If it's a ksus laila, it's potter, it's ptura bein bayom bein balaila. It's a function of the beged. And Cain, hey, chichosh, was man grama, came shachayevis bein bayom bein balaila. Frektoisvis, how is this called man grama? The Tan of the Braisa listed tzitzis as part of the mitzvah say, Shaz man grama. How's it man grama? That's man grama. Ksus yom is chayav, ksus laila is potter, but it's not a function of the time. The Omeri, so comes Tosis and answers, Kevin shechiyuvo toli b'masha zman garm levishasa bayom yesh lo lechosher zman grama shezman levishasa gorem hachiyo. What does Tosis say? It can be called Zman Grama, even though a Ksus Laila is Chayev Bayom. Again, even though a Ksus Laila is always Potter, even Bayom, right? And a Ksus Yom is Chayev, even by Laila. It's all a function of a kind of Ksus. That places it still can be called Zman Grama. You know why? Because what generates the Chiyev? What defines the Chiyev? Zman defines the Chiyev. Sort of, right? Zman really defines what kind of beged it is. And that defines the chiyuv. So says Tosis, that can be called Zman Groma as well. Even though Zman is only Gorem, the Tnoi HaChiyuv, the Tnoi HaMitzvah, the condition of the mitzvah, it's not Mechayiv, it doesn't tell you when the mitzvah is Shayach, it tells you the Tnoi HaMitzvah, what kind of beged is Chayiv. Right? It doesn't limit the time that you can be Chayiv in the mitzvah, you can be Chayiv in the mitzvah L'olam Vayah. If you wear a ksus yom, ben bayom, ben bayom, ben balayla, you're going to be chayav the mitzvah tzitzis. So the Zman is not limiting the kiyum ha-mitzvah, the Zman is defining what is the cheftishol mitzvah by tzitzis. So as Tosis says, that's also called Zman Grama. See, you see clearly from Tosis, and I think the Rush also says like this, you see that Zman Grama doesn't have to mean that the Zman is garm v'chiyav. It could mean that even if this man indirectly is goring some prat in the mitzvah, some detail in the mitzvah, it also can be called Zman Grama. So perhaps that's the answer to the Tzvi Pesach Frank's kasha. Rav Yishonim holds Tzvi Yosom as a mitzvah seisha as Zman Grama, and nevertheless Rav Yishonim holds Tzvi Yosom, and nowadays it's only the Rabbanon, because it's linked to the carbon. So how can it be called Zman Grama if it's not directly linked to Zman? The answer is, who says we paskin, like the Vart of the Torah Evan? Maybe Taka, we hold that even if Zman determines something about the mitzvah, right? It indirectly is garim the chiyuv of the mitzvah, or it determines what the tenoi ha-mitzvah are. It defines what is called a chavtza shel mitzvah, like by tzitzis. Maybe that's enough to be called Zman Grama. And Sfiras HaOmer, since it's linked to the carbon, right? It might be linked to the carbon, but the carbon also is somehow connected to time. Right, the carbon is dependent on time. It's just the sphere is directly linked to the carbon, but the carbon is dependent on time. The time is going when the carbon can be brought. So even though the sphere is not directly linked to time, but it's indirectly linked to time, because time defines when the carbon can be brought, so it can be called Zman Grama. Okay, that could be the answer to Tzipras Frank's kasha. Okay. The second half of the Braisa talks about mitzvah saseh shelo as Zman Grama. Right? Zuzah, Micah, Aveda, Shiloh, Haken. These are all mitzvahs that women are chayiv. So comes Tosis and he asks the blistering kashi. Tamil the Rebbe. Tamil the Rebbe. B'chol haniksiv lav, by all these mitzvahs, asay, shiloh, zman grama, there's a lav, in addition to the asay. B'makah ksiv lo sosim tovim v'esecha, we do darshan that losasim dam veisecha means if someone has a pit bull in his house, so that's a love, because you know it can create a hezek, and that's a sima biyadayim. It's not b'shevi al tasa. Become makom asin ami lemaika. The darshan b'sifri v'asisa zomitzvah sasei losasim damim zomitzvah lo sasei. Losasim dam veisecha relates to maka, to put a fence on the roof, right? Because there's an aseir alos asei by maka. B'yasis a maka legagecha v'losasim dam v'esecha. U'baveda nami, k'siv losuchal l'his'ale. Losuchal l'his'ale is a lav, hoshev t'shiv mizdi asei. V'shulach haken k'siv losikach ha'im alabonim. Shaleach t'shalach losikach. It's a lav in an asei. So Frek Taisus Vimkain, Echi Unoshim Peturos, how can women be potter? The Gemara says that women are Peturos and Mitzah Seisha Loaz Man Grama, and these are all examples of Loaz Man Grama. Why would they be Peturos? Afilu Hem Zman Grama. Even if these would be mitzvahs asei shehazman grama, and women are normally pturos from such an asei, they still will be chayiv in these mitzvahs. These are lavim. In addition to the asei, there's a lav. So even if they were zman grama, they still will be chayiv. Als the lav, they'd be chayiv. What's the Gemara saying? Because the mitzvah asei shelo zman grama, therefore nashim achayav. So they'd be chayiv anyway. Even if they were zman grama, they'd be chayiv mitzah the lav. Yes? Okay. Omeri, so it says the Ri like this, the Bakula Meshkachat Hu'ese below Lav. The answer is, Inachanami, they be chayim mitzad alav, but each one of these has a situation where you can have the assay without the Lav. So if you can have the assay without the Lav, then I wouldn't know that the chayiv, unless all mitzvahs assay shalos man grama and ashima chayavah. So that's why the Tana the Bryce had to say, the Tana the Mishnah had to say, that mitzvah assay shalos man grama and ashima chayavah. And the Tana of the Braisa lists these items that happen to have lavim, but I need the chiddush that mitzvah says shalos man grama nashim chayavos because the lav in each one of these mitzvahs is not enough. There are situations where the lav doesn't apply, so I need to know that they're potter for a different reason. I need to know that they're chayav for a different reason because nashim chayavos on mitzvah says shalos man grama. But then he goes on to explain all the hechatimtzes. The kula mishkachas bu'ese below lav. The isl osasim dam ve'esef only applies if you build a house metchila al das not to make the maike. Havlan hoya b'dayt the lasas maike la'achas shebeno nimlach or she'asa ve'nafal ain shamel asay ve'asisa maike ve'az noshim pturos. If you had in mind initially to build a maike, then you changed your mind or it fell down. The lav losasim dam ve'esef doesn't apply. So that's a situation where you only have the asay. I need to know that Nashim Achayavos mitzav yasem. Ubavei denami mishkachos laasei below lav, kevon shenot la manas lach zira, kevon shenot la lifnei yush, and not achayush. Achayush, you might be able to keep it, but if he takes it lifnei yush, amanas lach zira, so there's no lav. Nash teles be lav lo sucha le salim, vegam leko lav lo sigzel, nami, ve'achakach nimlach shelo lach zira, nash teino over, mishim hoshev teshive. Good. Hashem Tashim, also there's a situation where there's the assay, there's no lav. You took it on as lav zero, then you changed your mind. It's only the assay, so right, Shiloh HaKen Nami says, Gilan Shaloka Chaim Amanas Lushaleh, Varagach Nimlach, Lo Shilcha. No, Hamo, the same idea. That you, if you take it, how does he know this? It's interesting. How does he know that this is really true? That the lav only applies if you take it with the intention to send the mother, and then you change your mind. You take it, you build a house with the intention to make the mic, and then you change your mind. How does he know that's not a violation of the lav? I don't know, it's interesting. But that's what he says, that's what the Ri holds. That you don't violate the lav in each one of these cases. So that's why I need the Braisa to tell me that women are chayovas and mitzvah seshalos man grama, even though there's a lav in these mitzvahs, but there are situations where the lav doesn't apply. So in those situations, they're going to be chayavos al tiyaseh. Yes.
Saying that not like at the same time. Aren't they saying? Like, is the re saying that they're not like coming at the same time? Because I think you said like whatever you said both of them hasn't like. Another view was just saying that
the assay and the lava.
Yeah, I mean this is not automatically going to come. Like there's a situation that's not automatically like last enough off.
Right. That's all I'm saying. Right. The lava is not going to apply in a certain situation. Only the assay. So I need to know why nashim are going to be chayavos. If there's no lava, why should they be chayiv? The answer is, if it's lo azman groma, then nashim are going to be chayavos in the assay. This is the Ri. Yesh mefarshim. Call me yesh mefarshim, and they say, I love the Shabbat. Yeah, real love the Shabbat. This is like world famous. That's why I just couldn't resist for the last shiur not to talk about this tesis. I mean, this is just, it's like candy. So it's so beautiful. Yesh mefarshim. V'kol mokom ikon afkusa, k'shiyeh le'isha l'kayim mitzvah sasei. There is a nafkamina. You want to tell me what's the nafkamina? They're going to be chayev anyway because of the lav. What's the nafkamina that nashim achayavos in a mitzvah saseh shalom azman grama by Aveda and Maiken, etc.? No, the nafkamina is, let's say they have another assay. Let's say there's another assay to do. The iav amina the nashim pturos may assay the lav azman grama. Kamochen yu pturos men al avim. We know that asay is docha lo sase. So if the woman had another asay to do, and she has this situation, right? Let's say aveda, right? So she wants to take a lulav. Well, that's not a mitzvah to say that she's chayven. Okay, but okay, let's assume that an aseh can be doch alav even if it's only a kiyam aseh, right? She wants to take a lulav, so she's going to pick up the lulav. That there's an aveda. She knows, right? She should be chayv to return the aveda. There are simanim, let's say, on the lulav, but she wants to pick it up to be able to the mitzvah. And she doesn't want to give it back initially. She doesn't forget about whether she wants to give it back or not. There's an aseh, l'sucha l'salim. There's an aseh hoshev t'shivim, but she has a mitzvah. So you would think perhaps the asay is docher the los asay, losucha le'sale. So maybe she's not chayev to return the aveda because there's this other asay. Avo kashen chayev is ba'asay, the lav asman groma, oz lo yavo asay achar v'yitchenu, dein asay docher los asay v'asay. Comes the Yesh Mefarshim and says, that's the chiddush. Chiddush of the Tana is that by shiluach haken and aveda and mak and mezuzah. Well, forget about mezuzah for a moment. For shiluach haken, there's no lav in mezuzah. By shiluach haken, aved and makeh, there's both an aseh and the lav. The nafkamina is that even if she has another aseh, the aseh is not going to be docha the lav, because ain't aseh, docha los aseh v'aseh. That's the chiddush. You have to add this extra aseh to tell you that a secondary aseh, another aseh, is not going to be docha the lav, because there's an aseh, there's this extra aseh, and ein aseh docha lo seh vaseh. That's the Yesh Mefarshim says. It continues Tosis and says the Yesh Mefarshim's answer is very difficult. Achiksha Rav Rabbi Yosef may Eretz Yisrael aperish zem. Rabbi Yosef is the kash on the Yesh Mefarshim. In Kain, Gabi ein madlikim b'shem esrei from the Yom Tov. Now we know the Mishnah says, we say every Erev Shabbos, every Friday night. Ein madlikim b'shem esrei from the Yom Tov. Why not? Mishum diyom tefesev alos asei yusrei v'skotche meina el asei. And the reason is, one of the reasons given in the Gemara is that ein asei doch alos asei v'asei. Yom tef, there's an asei of Shabbos, there's an isser melocha, it's an asei, and the los asei. So the asei of srei v'skotche, there's a mitzvah to be sorry of kotche to meiv. Shemen srei v'skotche means shemen that became shemen of kotche, shemen of chumah that became tomes, and now there's a mitzvah to be sorry of it. So you have a mitzvah of service kodshim, and aseh and a los aseh of yom tev. So ein aseh, docha los aseh v'aseh. So frekter Rabbeinu Yosef, what's the din by noshim? Can a woman burn shem and sreif on yom tev? Well, she doesn't have an aseh of yom tev. It's a mitzvah aseh shazman grom. So she only has a los aseh of yom tev. So if you tell me that the reason why ein aseh docha los aseh v'aseh is because there's that extra aseh, and ein aseh docha aseh, like the Yesh Mefarshim, so then when it comes to Sreifas Kodshim B'yomtev, Shem and Sreifas B'yomtev, Noshim should be Chayavos to burn Kodshim. Should be Chayav in the Mitzvah. Isha Shem Chayavos B'yomtev, B'yomtev, Davis Man Grom, Abu Chisucha, Lahadlik, B'Shem and Sreifas B'yomtev. Can she burn? Can she be Madlik in there, B'Shem and Sreifas B'yomtev? Because the Asay of Sreifas Kodshim is the Midocha, the Los Asay of Yomtev. Because she doesn't have an Asay of Yomtev. Hecham Atzino. The Mishnah says, Ein madlikim b'shem esrei v'yomtiv. It doesn't say anoshim can't be madlik b'shem esrei v'yomtiv. It says ein madlikim. It sounds like bein anoshim, bein noshim. But why not? Noshim don't have the asei and the los asei of yomtiv. They only have a los asei of yomtiv. So if you have an asei of zerek skotchim, los asei of yomtiv, yavo esei v'yircha los asei, since there's no extra asei. V'chitema inachanami amaylo l'shtamet tamet l'omar loch. No one said this. No one said that Noshim are different than Anoshim by Seif as Kodshim on Yom Tov. Dr. Rabbeinu Yosef, Elamayis loch lemeimar, the Esish Yeshim olav, af halav olim, velo dochi layasei. Af hocha halav olim. What do you have to say that the reason why ein asei docha los asei vasei is because whenever a los asei comes in conjunction with the asei, whenever they come together, so then the lav is olim. It's a super lav. It's not a regular lav. It becomes lav plus, right? And even though an asay normally is docha los asay, but it's not docha a super lav. So a lav that comes in conjunction with the asay, it's a stronger lav. And if it's a stronger lav, then the asay can't be docha. So that is true whether the asay that comes in conjunction with the lav, for some reason, some technical reason, is not applying. It doesn't matter. But since generally it comes together with an asay, it's a stronger lav. So even though when it comes to Noshim, there's no Asay of Yomtiv, but since Anoshim have both an Asay and a Los Asay, then the Los Asay of Yomtiv, Los Asay Kol Melacha, the Los Asay of Yomtiv, is stronger than a typical Los Asay. And that's why even Noshim can't be served Kachim B'Yomtiv, because the Asay of Srevis Kachim is not going to be done for the Los Asay of Yomtiv, since that Los Asay is a stronger Los Asay. And by the same token, in all these three cases, by Maken, Shiloh Haken, Hashavas Aveda, the Asay comes together with a Los Asay. So Mistoma, what you should say is that the Lav is Olim, since it comes together with the Asay. Any Lav that comes together with an Asay is normally Olim. And that's why in Asay Docha Los Asay V'Asay. So if that's the case, then the Kasha comes back. What's the Yeshua Farshim say? The Kasha of Tosis was, why do I need the Tana to say that these three cases of mitzvah Osman Groman, that's when Hashem Achayavos, typically that there's a lav, said the Yeshua Farshim, no, Nafkamina, Linyan Dechia. Right? That because there's this extra assay, and women Achayavos in that extra assay, because Noshim Achayavos and mitzvah Seshul Osman Groman, so therefore, if they have an extra, a different assay, that's not going to be Docha, the Los Aseva assay. Why do I need that? What kind of an answer is that? I don't need to know of the chiyuv of women in mitzvah say shalor zman grum. Why? Because forget about women. Since generally for men, the asay and the losa say come together, so the lav is olin. So the lav is olin for a man, the lav is olin for the woman also, even if she's ptura from the asay. Because generally speaking, these two items come together, the lav and the asay come together. So since the lav is olin, then an external asay is not going to be docha, the losa say even for women. So what's the Yeshua Farshim saying? It's a nafkamina for din dechi. It's not a nafkamina at all. Even if women would be pturos from mitzvah say shalor zman grama, just like they're pturos from zman grama, still an external assay would not be docha the los assay for women, because that los assay is a los assay. All the... It comes out interesting. Rabbi Yosef and the Yeshua Farshim seem to be arguing about a fundamental yisod. Why is it that ein assay docha los assay v'assay? Rabbi Yosef says it's because whenever the Los Asay comes in conjunction with the Asay, the Lav is Olim. The Lav is stronger. It becomes a super Lav. And a different Asay can't be Docha, this kind of a Lav. So even if for some reason the Asay is not coming in conjunction with the Lav, there's some tour, it's not going to happen here, it doesn't matter. The Lav is Olim. So if the Lav is Olim, then no Asay can be Docha. The Yeshua Farshim seem to be saying no, that Ein Asay Docha, Los Asay V'Asay is because of what? Because Ein Asay Docha Asay. Whenever you have a los asay v'asay, you have an asay coming together with a los asay. So a secondary asay can't be docha that asay. It sounds like the Yeshua Farshim hold in a chanami. Even if there's a los asay v'asay, right, the external asay can be docha the lav. It knocks out the lav completely. It's not a lav olim. It knocks out the lav. Right, you wouldn't get malchus for the lav. Right? Even in a case where there's a los asay v'asay, so we say that ein asay docha los asay v'asay, you wouldn't get malchus for the lav because the lav is knocked out. But you wouldn't say that the external asay is going to be docha over here because ein asay docha asay. It's a different pshat, the Yeshua Farshim. Ein asay docha asay. So that's why he has to give his answer. Right? The Yeshua Farshim gives his answer. He thinks the answer is right, that there is enough kamina regarding din dechia. We need to know that Noshim are chayavas in mitzvah say shalor zman grama, because even though there's a lav that comes together with the asay in these three cases, the lav is not a lav olim. It's never a lav olim. It's a lav is a lav. The reason why ein asay docha lo sev asay is because ein asay docha asay. So if women would be pturos in mitzvah say shalor zman grama, then an asay would be able to be docha the lav. Right, so I bedafka have to know that the women are chayavos in the mitzvah say shalos man grama, and since they're chayavos, then ein asay docha asay, that taka will be enough kamin. If you have an external asay, it's not going to be docha over here. Kivager in the Gilyan Hashas points out Tosis and Chulin. Well, who Tosis and Chulin? Well, look up the Tosis, a complicated Tosis, but it's a famous Tosis, because that Tosis makes this point that in a situation of asay velos asay, an external asay will be docha the lav. You're not going to get malchus for the lav. Clearly that Tosus and Chulin is not learning that the lav is olim. Right? Even though you have an asay with a los asay, the lav doesn't become olim, the lav is regular, and a secondary asay will be docha the lav completely. You're not going to get malchus for that lav. But we know that ein asei docha lo sev asei. No, that means that ein asei docha asei. That even though the lav is erased, the lav disappears, and you're not going to get malchus for the lav, but the secondary asei is not going to be docha the other asei. That's why there's no din dechir. That lechor is how the Yeshiva Farshim is learning. That's what the Gilin Ashas had in mind. That Rabbi Yosef has a good kasha, but according to Tosin Chulin, there's no kasha. And the Yeshiva Farshim probably will learn like Tosin Chulin. That ein asei docha lo sev asei doesn't mean that the lav is olim, and that's why the asei can't be docha the lav. But rather, that ein asei docha asei, that really the asei is docha the lav, but this, since there's the extra asei, then asei is not docha asei. Questions? Okay. The question that we have to address is, how is the Yeshiva Farshim going to answer the Rabbeinu Yosef's kasha? Now that's the $64,000 question. Once you get pshat and tosfos in the different days, right, that they're arguing about the din and asei docha lo sasei vasei, is the lo sasei olim, is it not olim? What's the reason why an asei can't be docha lo sasei vasei? Is it because of the lav, special lav, or is it because in asei docha asei? But then you have to ask yourself, so how is the Yeshiva Farshim going to answer Rabbeinu Yosef's kasha? Right, Rabbeinu Yosef? Yeah, before we get to Rabbeinu Yosef's kasha.
No, I know, but okay. I had an idea about it.
Yeah, okay, go ahead, give an answer.
Didn't you just say that we don't view when we have a mitzvah that has two components of an asay and a lot asay, even though there's a positive, there is an asay, we don't view the asay component of the mitzvah, we only view the lot asay component.
Why should I say that? Why should I view one as opposed to the other?
Being the one that we should.
What's the kasha again? The kasha is Amadlik and Shem Sefer Biyamtif, right?
Right,
that's the kasha. Hey, Madlik and Shemus Yom Yomtov, it sounds like Bein Anoshim, Bein Noshim, and yet Yomtov is a Lo Sasei Vasei. Surface Kachim is a Mitzasei, Yomtov is a Lo Sasei Vasei. So if Noshim don't have the Asei of Yomtov, so then you only have an Asei of Surface Kachim with a Lo Sasei of Yomtov, so why shouldn't the Asei of Surface Kachim be Docha the Lav of Yomtov? That's the Kasha. What do you want to say?
Maybe even though we have a Mitzvah with two components that has an Asei and a Lo Sasei, if women are only obligated in one part of the mitzvah, then we don't view both components of the mitzvah itself doesn't take the form of the two component mitzvah, but rather only takes the form of the one component mitzvah that they're.
So if it only takes the form of the one component mitzvah, what should it then be? Should the essay of Sefer Kachin be docha the lav of Yom Tov, or should it not?
It shouldn't be.
It should. If we don't look at it as a unit, so look at them separately, it should be. So that's the problem. The problem is that we don't find a difference between men and women regarding Sefer Kachin B'Yom Tov. So if you're not letting it be Sefer Kachin B'Yom Tov, but why not? Women don't have the essay of Yom Tov. They don't have the essay of Shabbosan. So if you only have a lav of Yom Tov, if you have an essay of Sefer Kachin, the essay of Sefer Kachin should be done for the lav of Yom Tov. They should be able to be Sefer Kachin B'Yom Tov. That's the kasha. So the answer might be that the Yeshiva Farshim might hold that the kasha never even began. You have an assumption in your kasha that might be wrong. Namely what, Moshe?
Oh, that he doesn't think that it's a lav olim. It's two separate things. Why would the lav be olim?
No, the Yeshiva Farshim never assumed that the lav is olim.
Exactly.
No, but if the lav is not olim, then it's a problem. The lav is not olim, so then the assay of Sreifas Kodshim... Right, let's get this on the board. Let's get it clear. Right, you have Yomtov. Yomtov has what? Yomtov has an assay. Shabbosan. Lo sasei, lo sasei kol melacha. Right? And then we have Sefer Kachim. Sefer Kachim is an asei. Now, at first glance, women should be pturus from the asei and chayav in the lav, right? And they're chayavos in the and the asay of service kachim, right? So if you told me that the lav is olim, since normally the lav of Yom Tov comes together with the asay, so it's ma'alim the lav, so then I understand that the asay of service kachim is not going to be built on the lav by women because the lav is olim. But if you're not learning that the lav is olim, the Yeshiva Farshim is not learning that pshat of lav olim, they hold that ein asay docha lo sev asay because the asay is not docha asay, so then why over here can't women be Sarif, B'Sham, and Sarif, and B'Yomtif? They have an Asay of Sefer Kachim, they have a Lav, which is not Olim, a Lav of Yomtif, so the Asay of Sefer Kachim should be Docha the Lav of Yomtif. That's the Kashim. So the answer might be, who says that women are not chayavos in the asay of shabbosim. Right? Rabbi Yosef is assuming avada, women are pturos in the asay of shabbosim. Why? It's man grama. Right? That's the first part of the sheet. Right? Mitzvah say shas man grama, nashim apturos. The asay of shabbosim is zman gramas nashim apturos. That's what we thought. But the lav, of course, the chayavos. Aye, but it's zman grama. If it's zman grama, I should be chayav in the lav. Because women are chayavos in all lavim, even if it's zman grama, right? But the asay of Shabbos, and we thought, of course women are pturos on that. That's zman grama, so the nashim should be pturos. So comes the Minchas Chinuch and says, maybe the Yeshiva Farshim hold that women are chayavos in the asay of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Maybe the Yeshiva Farshim hold like the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Reish Tzadi Zayin writes that Noshim HaChayavos in the Asay of Yom Tov. So Zogtem Minchas Chinuch, what the Chinuch is assuming is that whenever you have a Los Asay and an Asay, since women are Chayavos in the Los Asay, Mimela, they're going to be Chayavos in the Asay as well. You thought that since Yom Tov, Shabbos of Yom Tov is a Mitzvah Asay, Shazman Grama, Noshim should be Pturos from the Asay, that the Asay of Shabbos is independent from the Lav of Shabbos, and never the twain shall meet, they're completely separate. Comes the Minchas Chinuch and says, no, they shouldn't be separate. Maybe the Yisod should be, whenever a woman is Chayeves in one part of the Mitzvah, she's Chayev in the Lav, Mimela, she'd be Chayev in the Asay too, even if it is Zman Grama. It is my grammar, because one flows from the other. If she's chayeves in the lab, then that should bring along for the ride, it should bring the assay as well. That's how the Minchas Chinuch explains that. In fact, is what the Chinuch writes beferish. It's not just it's funny, the Minchas Chinuch explains that way in Mitzvah Reish Tzadi Zayin, but the Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Chaf Aleph really says it. He says the magic words. Right? In Shin Chaf Aleph, in Oheges, page 3, in Oheges, B'chol Mokom, B'chol Zman, B'chol Mokom, B'chol Mokom, since there's an Isser Lav in doing Malach on Yom Tov, Mimela, the women are Chayavos in the Mitzvah Seh. Why? But it's Man Grama. What are you talking about? The Chinuch is assuming that when you have this unit, when you have an Asay and a Los Asay, women are Chayavos in the Lav, then they should be Chayavos in the Asay too. So it's an exception to the rule. Yes, for Mitzvah Seh, Shaz Man Grama, Noshima generally Turos. But if there is a lav, it's not that the lav is olim, but rather if the chayavos in the lav, memela the chayavos in the asay too. So that could be what the Yeshiva Farshim hold. They hold that the kasha never began. The Rabbeinu Yosef asks, according to you, right, if you don't hold that in asay docha lo sev asay because the lav is olim, if you hold that the asay is not docha asay, so then why can't women be sarif kachim biyomtif? Right? There is no asay, because the asay of Shabbos is not shayach to Noshim. There's only an asay of Sefer Kachim and a los asay of Yom Tov. So why shouldn't they be able to be Sefer Kachim? So comes the Minchas Chinuch and says, no, according to the Chinuch, it's beautiful, because whenever there's a unit of a los asay for asay, so even if Noshim should have been pturos from the asay because it happens to be Zman Grama, but if since they're chayav in the lav, Mimela, they're going to be chayav in the asay as well. Okay, so if women are chayavos in the asay, then taka ain madlikim mishem esvei v'yom tov, even if in Oshim, because they not say docha lo sasei v'asei. Yes.
So then, if that's true, maybe this isn't exactly the exact
one. Then why do we need a special zeros of kasev for the hekish of shomer v'zachor? And why do we need a special zeros of kasev of matzah v'chametz? As in, if they're chayav in not eating once, then they're chayav in the other for chametz and matzah. If they're chayav in shomer, then chayav in zachor. No, but chametz and matzah and zachor v'shomer are different, because there it's not the same maisa. Shomer means not to do malach on Shabbos. Zachor means kiddush. It means mitzvah saseh. Chametz and matzah, one is eating chametz, the other is a mitzvah saseh matzah. Here, we're saying the same maisa. To do malacha on Yom Tov is both an iser asay and it's a lav. It's the zel bezach, mamsh. It's just there's an asay and the los asay in the same action. So that's a unit. It's a little bit of a unit, right? That's different than chametz and matzah. This is the yesod that the Minchas Chinuch wants to offer to explain. To explain the sheet of the Yeshiva Farshim. Okay, I'm sort of running out of time, so we'll skip a little bit. We'll skip the Ram. Let's go to a final point, the Ramban. Okay, Tosis gave two answers to his kasha. If you look at the Ramban echoes the comment of the Sefer HaChinuch. which, by the way, the Ran also seems to have, but the Ran is a little complicated, so I'm not going to go through the Ran right now, but you can look at it yourself. It's an interesting Ran. The Ran formulates Tosis Kasha differently. And from his formulation, you see that he's saying the same as the Chinuch, that whenever women are chayavos in a lav, then they should be chayavos in the assay as well. Right? Even if it's called Zman Grama, even if the assay is Zman Grama, if the chayavos in the lav, then they should be chayav in the assay as well. You see that clearly from the Ran, but there is a nuance of difference between the Ran and Tosis, but we're not going to go through that right now. Ramban gives a third answer to Tosis' original kasha. Again, Tosis says in these three cases you have a lav together with the assay, so why do we need this yisod that women are chayavos and mitzvah assay shalom Zman Grama, take away from the lav? So Zabta Ramban, an incredible yisod. Right? After you look at the chinuch, the Ramban takes on a new life. It's interesting. The third comment. The linear says the Ramban, Sheikh mitzvah so assay. She'ein lav shabo ela she'ekayim ha'asei. Ha'asei rachmanav ve'yosis ha'maka t'chila v'hodeh lo sasim domim ve'sech. Klomar, lo ta'akev shlo ta'as ha'mitzvah zu. The lav she'ein bo ma'isa achar elakiyam esay shabohu elakiyam esay shabohu. Says the Ramban, the lav of makem, shilo ha'ken, naveda as well, these lavim, the ikar is the asay. The lav is coming to the mechazek, the aseh. Right? V'yasisam, first the pasuk says v'yasisam makah, and then it says l'sosam damim v'vesecha. So the ikar is the aseh, the lav is only coming to the mechazek, the aseh. Says the Ramban, the ilu hayu noshim turos me aseh, hayu turos af mi lav. She'ein halav elakiyum ha'aseh. See, these three cases are exceptions to the rule. Really, right? Avol b'shar mitzvah says sheyesh b'hem lav ve'asei zok d'Ramban chayav osein b'shneyeh. Same as the chinuch. Says d'Ramban by shar mitzvah says sei not shiluach haken avedo or maike. Shar mitzvah says sei like what? Sreifas kashim b'yomtiv, right? Shar mitzvah say like melach on yomtiv. There is a lav and an asei. The assay and the lav are independent of each other. One is not a chizuk of the other. So then it makes sense. Chayav osein b'shneyem. Chayav osein b'shneyem. If the assay is zman grama, they should be chayav in the assay. Yeah. Kedamina b'shavah. Shabbos on esayu. V'lo osi esay. V'doch yasay. V'lo sasay. V'ish v'ish. Shavim b'dov ezeh. He brings a raya from main sar from kotchim b'yomtif. The mechitzchinah's answer. Right? He brings the raya. The fact that Noshim can't be sorry for Shem and Seir v'yamdav, that shows you that they're chayavos in the assay of Shavoson. Why? Because normally when you have a lav and an assay coming in conjunction with each other, the normal way to look at it is that if they're chayavos in the lav, they should be chayav in the assay too. That's the normal situation. But Mak Aved and Shiluach Haken, these three are exceptions to the rule, says the Ramban. There, the ikar is the assay, and the lav is only coming to be mechazik the assay. So that's the answer to Tosis Kasha. Tosis asks, why do I need to know that Noshim Achayavos and Mitzvah Seshulos Man Grama, typically that there's a lav? No, these cases are situations where the lav is coming to be mechazik the assay. The assay is the ikar. So if women were Pturos or Mitzvah Seshulos Man Grama, if Loz Man Grama would be the same as Man Grama, then they wouldn't even be chayav in the lav. Because once they're parted from the assay, since the lav is only coming to be mechazik the assay, they'd be pturos from the lav too. So that's why I need the Tana to tell me no, that women are chayav as a mitzvah assay shalo as man grama, and that's why they're going to be chayav in this assay. They'll be chayav in the lav too. But the point is, if I wouldn't know that they're chayav in the assay, they wouldn't be chayav in the lav. So I need the Tana to tell me that they're chayav in the assay, because these three mitzvahs are exceptional, since the assay is ikar b'edah. A yomtif, the assay is not ikar. You have an assay, you have a lost assay. Neither one is more ikar than the other. So in such a case, if the chayav is in the lav, we say the chayav in the assay. The assay comes along for the ride. But if the assay is ikar, then the assay doesn't come along for the ride. I wouldn't say this because the chayav is in the lav, the chayav in the assay. Fakert, pum fakert. I'd say that if they're pturos from the assay, then they'll be pturos from the lav too, because the lav is only coming to be mechazik the assay. So if there's no assay, there's no lav. So the Ramban is learning like the chinuch, but giving an answer to Tosfos, because he says these cases are exceptions to the rule. These are situations where the assay is ikar, and therefore if they're pturos from the assay, then they'd be pturos from the lav as well. Now, why is the assay ikar over here, according to the Ramban? Right? That's the Ramban's answer. Right? Why is the Asay Ikka? So the Makna has a very strange comment here. The Makna quotes this Ramban, the famous Ramban. So the Makna says he thinks the reason why the Asay by Shiloh HaKer, Maka, and Aveda is Ikker is because it's become Vaseh. Right? You got to send away the mother bird, you have to return the Aveda, you have to build the Maka. It's become Vaseh. By Yom Tif, the Asay is Shabbos, and it's B'Shevi Al Tasa, not to do something. So he says, because this Asay is become Vaseh, it's strong, right? It's the Ikker, and the Lav is only coming to be Mechazik the Asay. That's how the Makna explains the Ramban. It's interesting. You look at the Ramban, the Loshon Ramban doesn't sound like that. The Loshon Ramban doesn't sound like the key to the Asay is that it's Kum Vaseh. What does the Ramban say over here? What's the key to the Asay?
You only have the Lav because to make sure the Asay happens.
Right, but how do I know that? How do I know that? What does the Ramban say? It comes first, exactly, Eita. Right. Ramban says the key to this Asay is that the Asay comes before the Lav. You got to look in the Pesukim and see, you know, compare all of the different Asays and Losa says over here. The Ramban seems to be saying that Shiloh HaKen, Aved and Maka are special because there the Asay comes first. So since it comes first, we can interpret that the Lav is only coming to be Mechazik the Asay. A little different than the Makna. But either way you slice it, that's the answer of the Ramban. That the real answer to this kasha is not the first answer of Taisus that Mishkachas Lehu, the situations where only the Asay comes and not the Lav, and that's why we have to know that women Achayavos and Mitzvah Asay Shiloh is my drama. It's not like the Yeshua Farshim, who hold an afkaminis for a din dechia, that if you have another assay, then now that the chayav is not only in a lav, but even in an assay, then the other assay is not going to be docha. But rather, these three situations are different, zok the Ramban, because here the assay is ikar, either because it's become assay, like the Makna would say, or the assay is special because it comes first, and therefore, in these situations, the lav is only coming to be mechazek the assay. So I have to know the women are chayavos in mitzvah assay shalor as my grandma, because if they were pturos, then they wouldn't have a lav either, because the lav is only coming to be mechazek the aseh. Keshkoyach for coming. Have a very nice Sabbath.